Good morning. I'm pleased to welcome all of you to the U.S. Embassy, and I'm delighted that we could host this business roundtable discussion. We are especially honored to have President Bush with us today. In his former life, the President was a businessman, and he takes a keen interest in developing U.S. business abroad. I would also like to welcome our invited guests sitting around the table. These guests represent the young generation of dynamic Saudi businessmen and women who have been educated in some of the most prestigious universities and colleges in the U.S. They have now come back to Saudi Arabia to start their businesses and assume leadership roles in Saudi society. I would like to take a moment to go around the table and introduce everyone. To my left, Rakan Al-Hoshan, President and CEO, Hoshan Company Limited; Mr. Khalid Dosari, Vice President, Al-Dosari & Brothers; Ms. Modi Bataji, Founder President, Al-Badaya Women Awareness Center; Mr. Musab Al-Muhaydib, Vice President, Al-Muhaydib Technical Supplies. On my right, Mr. Muhammad Al-Sheikh, Managing Partner, White & Case Law Firm; Ms. Rasha Al-Hoshan, General Manager, Hoshan Interiors; Mr. Faisal Al-Qureshi, Managing Director, Ali Zayed Al-Qureshi & Brothers; Mr. Kamal Bahamdan, CEO and Vice Chairman, Sara Holdings; Mr. Muhammad Al-Kuwais, Co-Founder and Director, Dareya Brokerage; Mr. Amar Ali Reza, Board Member, Zainal Group; Mr. Saud Abdulaziz Al-Ghusaibi, Managing Director, A.H. Al-Ghusaibi & Brothers. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for being here today. The format for our discussion will be as follows. I will make some remarks, then the President will speak, and then we'll open up for discussion. I would ask that when we begin the discussion that you say your name and briefly state what your company does. This will help put your comments into context. Thank you. Now I will begin.
I'm George W. Bush, President of the United States. thank you all for joining us. Ambassador, thanks for setting this up. It's important for the President to hear, you know, thoughts, hopes, dreams, aspirations, concerns from folks that are not making a living. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to come and visit with me. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts. One thing is for certain, the United States benefits when people come to my country. And one of my concerns was after September the 11th that our visa policy, particularly for Saudis, was tightened to the point where we missed opportunity to show young and old alike what our country is really about. I love the fact that some of you were educated in America. I think you'll find you got a good education there, but more importantly, Americans get to see you, and you get to see them. And the best way to achieve better understanding in the world is for, you know, folks just to get together, get to understand that we share the same God, we share the same aspirations for children and for our futures. And so this is an important visit for me. I'm thrilled to be in the kingdom. I've got very close relations with His Majesty. We had a good visit last night on a variety of subjects. We talked about Palestinian peace. We talked about the security issues of the region. I talked to the ambassador, and we'll again talk to His Majesty tonight about the fact that, you know, oil prices are very high, which is tough on our economy, and that I would hope as OPEC considers different production levels that they understand that if they're one of their biggest consumers, if the economy suffers, it'll mean less purchases, less oil and gas sold. And so, but we've got a lot of things to talk about, but I want to assure you it's from the spirit of friendship. And the hospitality last night was warm, and the conversation was excellent, just like this one's going to be. So I want to thank you for coming. Appreciate your time.